in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday in Brevard County, Florida, and that makes me a happy, happy guy. I tell you what, I try not to forget Fridays because I really look forward to it. And as intense a December as we had personally, and then with all of the holiday changes and getting back into the swing of things, I appreciate my day off. I hope you appreciate your day off, and we want to thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship, for the Refresh Radio program. We're going to spend the next half hour with you in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. We're going to be talking about seeking truth and what that means for us. What we're going to be talking about today is something that you and you alone control. It's something we're admonished to do in the scriptures, but you can only control that for yourself. Nobody else can control it for you. Nobody else can stop you from doing it. We're going to share with you today something that is very important, considering seeking the truth of God. So today is January the 15th, and the 15th I remember in history or in English class it was, beware the Ides of March, beware the 15th of March. Well, today is Friday the 15th, and I pray that you don't have to beware of anything, that you know that Jesus is living in your heart and that he's got a plan and a purpose for your life, and that you are going to have a victorious day because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I do want to take this moment to invite you out to church this coming Sunday, Merritt Assembly of God's at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We're two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, two blocks east of Tropical Trail, and two blocks south of Merritt Avenue. And so we're right in the heart of what was Merritt Park Place. And in fact, we are the very center of it. You can't get more centralized than what we are in that little subdivision. So our services are 10:30 of a morning, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We've got Sunday school at 9:30 as well, and we look forward to seeing you there. If you're a listener to the program, come up, hang out for a little while, introduce yourself. I love to meet the people who listen to the radio program. One of the ladies at church was sharing she was in a retail establishment, saw a picture of one of my family members, and got involved in a discussion with somebody who was a listener to the radio program. So I didn't get to meet them. They introduced them and said, hey, that's my pastor's family member right there. And they said, well, I listened to him on the radio. And so we are so thankful that we get to spend this half hour with you, and we look forward to any opportunity that we have to meet you, to interact with you. And so if you come to church, let me know that you listen to the radio program, and that will be a great thrill for us. So today we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And verse number 8 says this: finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. So the primary thing that I want to share with you in today's program is that if we are going to seek the truth of God, then it's going to have to become a major focal point of the things that we think about. You can't just expect to be walking down the road and all of a sudden you have a chance encounter with the truth of God and bam, your life is better. It needs to be an intentional searching out for truth, for God's truth. And, you know, like I said at the beginning of the program, you and you alone can control that. So here it talks about meditating on them. I think the King James says, think on these things. So there's quite a list of characteristics of the things that we should think about. The first of them is whatever things are true. And since we're talking right now about seeking truth, then it's very important that we look and say, well, we need to be thinking about the things that are true. So let me open up for just a moment the confessions of a people pleaser. And that's, you know, pretty much been my personality from a child is I didn't like it when people didn't like me. I didn't like it when they were mad at me. I still don't. I mean, but I have a higher goal, and that is pleasing God. Pleasing God is more important to me than pleasing people. That's just the way that it is. And so through the years, a lot of people have had a lot of things to tell me through the years. There have been people who told me where they wanted me to spend eternity, and it wasn't heaven. I want you to know that when people tell me things like that, I don't think about those things. I don't meditate on those things. Instead, God, through the Apostle Paul and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has given us a list of things that we should use as filters in our thought life. So the first is this: meditate on the things that are true. So when you're in the Word of God, you should be seeing the Word of God as the truth of God's Word, and you should be thinking about it. Think of the value that God has placed on your life, not the value that other people have tried to rob from your life. Think about the wonderful things that He has done for you and not the horrible things that people have done to you. So there is a way to shift your thought life from being a people-centric thought life to being a God-centralized thought life. So you think about the things that are true. You don't think about the devil's lies. There's a lot of times that this is the way that I process negative criticism. Okay? Now there is such a thing as constructive criticism, but constructive criticism will be based out of relationship. If you don't have a relationship and you try to constructively criticize, you know what they're going to hear? Criticism. You say, but I was just trying to help them. Well, did you try to help them enough to build a relationship with them before you started pointing out everything that was wrong in their life? You know, there are a lot of people that they start dating and then they get married, and all of a sudden they get married and now they're committed to doing life together for the rest of their lives, and now they don't remember anything right about the person. All they do, they spend all of their time trying to change that person from what they were to what they want them to be. Well, I'm just trying to make them a better person. Well, you need to make sure that there is a lot of truth in there. So here's the way that I process negative criticism. I take it to the Lord in prayer. And I've had people that wrote me things. And they said things like, you're the worst pastor that's ever been. You know, that was a letter. And so they line item things out there. By the way, I've had people that tell me that I'm a wonderful pastor. And so I do the same thing with positive criticism. I take it to the Lord and I say, God, this is what that person has said. Now, I'm asking you, is there any truth in this? And if there is truth, God, help me to change. But if it is not true, I want you to know that I'm not going to think about this any longer. I'm going to think on the things that you tell me are true. There are plenty of things in my life that God is working on changing. That's okay. I mean, he's never wrong. But just because a person has an opinion doesn't mean you spend all of that time thinking about their opinion. Think about the things that are true. Where has God brought you from? Where has God placed you? What authority has God entrusted to you? What does your future look like? What is God going to do? What does he want? Think on the things that God says are true, and you, I tell you what, it'll make you a much more pleasant person. And I will throw this out there. I encountered a person one time, and we started talking about thoughts, and he made a very profound statement. He said, I only know how to think like I know how to think. I don't know how to think like other people think. Well, the good news is that Jesus Christ has the ability, the willingness, and the desire to renew our minds so that we think about the things that God wants us to, not the things that our carnal, ungodly nature wants. Paul, the person who wrote this, used to think about persecuting the church. Now all he thought about was how he could empower the church. So I know it can be done. The word, think about things that are true, it's followed up with things that are noble. And the word noble there means think about things that are honorable. Think about things that are worthy of respect. How much time do we waste thinking about things that are neither noble or honorable or respectful? I would be afraid to calculate it. You know, everybody says, well, I don't have the time for this, I don't have the time for that. But we make time for the things that we want to do, and a lot of times those things aren't healthy. So I want to lay these out. You can make a list, or you can go to Philippians. If it's not true, don't waste time thinking about it. If it's not honorable, if it's not respectful, if it's not noble, I'm not talking about a noble as in a person. I'm talking about a noble cause, something that is worthy of respect, that when you accomplish that, you're going to be able to say, to God be the glory, that great things he has done. We spent some time this week talking about justice and peace. And so that word just is also that which is right, that which is confirmed by God's word. Okay? So think about things that are correct, and think about things that are confirmed by God's word. The reality is, the things that we think about are going to manifest in our attitude, going to manifest in our words, going to manifest in our behavior. So it's very important that our mind be a sanctuary for the appropriate things, that we get preoccupied with noble things, godly things, the things that Paul writes about. He goes on, he adds to the list things that are pure, things that are wholesome. There are a lot of broken people in the world. I've seen some commercials over the holidays, and it just reveals the brokenness of people. I guess the last 2 years of dealing with COVID has caused the veneer to be pulled away a little bit, and people that you thought didn't have a problem in the world, didn't have a care in the world, that these last 2 years have brought to the surface their vulnerabilities and their susceptibilities, and now they realize that they're not okay by themselves. They need Jesus. If you're a frontline worker, I can't imagine the pressure that you face of dealing with some of the sickest people in Brevard County from an illness perspective, day after day after day, and as soon as one goes out, another one comes in. I can't imagine. But I want to salute you. I want to thank you. And I pray that God endows you and strengthens you as you are making people whole. Let God make you whole. Think about things that are healthy. Don't spend your time thinking about, well, I'm going to get this person back and all of that sort of stuff. That's not healthy. Whenever you've been victimized by someone and you take God's job and preoccupy yourself with vengeance, that God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay, and you start doing that, you are traumatizing yourself and depriving yourself of health in your mind, your will, your emotions, your physicality. You know, someone said bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting another person to die. God wants you to think about things that are pure and wholesome. It goes on, it says things that are lovely, and the research on that said, and brings peace. So peace is another one of those things that we have talked about. It says that if there is anything of good report, think about that. Meditate on those things. So some of that means admirable and of a good reputation. So I do a little illustration from time to time. I take a piece of paper and I hold it up, a piece of white paper, just blank, and it's got one little dot in the center of it. And I hold the piece of paper up and I say, okay, what do you see? And almost everybody always says, I see a dot. And we're kind of hardwired, if you will, to see the blemishes and to see the faults, and we overlook the beauty. Now, I have a personal illustration. I share this a lot. And it's this. My wife's photograph on her wedding day. It's just a solo shot, so it's pretty. It doesn't have me in it yet. They're doing the pre-photos at their house, and my wife looked at the picture, and she had looked at it for virtually no time at all, and she noticed that there was a blemish in the photograph, that there was a flaw, that there was something that was supposed to be tucked away that wasn't tucked, and she noticed that right away. You would have to go look at it. You'd have to go looking for it. But when I saw the picture, I saw this big beaming smile on her face. I saw eyes that were glistening. I saw a person that was absolutely radiant and was celebrating one of the best days in our lives. That's what I saw. And yet whenever she looked at it, she saw the blemish. And I know we live in a fallen world. I know we live in a time where bad news sells and good news gets overlooked. But I challenge you, as you go into the weekend, don't be thinking the worst of your spouse. Don't be thinking the worst of your kids. Don't be thinking the worst of your family members at large or your neighbors or whatever. Instead, find something good and say, you know what? I'm going to think on that. While my wife was recovering, some of the ladies from our church brought some food by so that the pastor wouldn't starve. And I said, really, we're good. But they loved on us anyway. And a guy at church said, you know, I noticed you told everybody that their food was good. I said, it was good. He said, you weren't having to lie or anything like that? And I said, no, it was good. It was good. Some of it was better than others, but you know what? It was all better than what I could make. So think on those things. I looked at that word admirable. Think about things that you admire. Think about things that other people would find admirable and desirable. Think about things that will build your reputation as a child of the living God. Think about things that are virtuous, that are excellent. Think about things that are excellent. You know, if you start thinking about all of the problems around you, your demeanor is going to change. If you start seeing the problems bigger than the solutions, you're going to be discouraged. But when you start realizing that God is bigger than the fortified cities, and God is bigger than the giants, and God is bigger than the finances, and God is bigger than the sickness, and God is bigger than the heartache and the disappointment and the loneliness and all of the problems this world has, when you start thinking about the excellence of God and that you want to serve Him with excellence, you're not going to be long for anonymity. You're not going to be long for obscurity. You are going to soon find yourself moving to more highly visible places because your thought life, you've learned how to think like a child of the living God. The one more list item here is think about things that are worthy of praise. Worthy of praise. And so we've gone through that list, and we could look at that and say, okay, well, I can think on these things. But it goes beyond thinking. In verse number 9, it says, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So Paul could write to the church at Philippi, and he could tell them what to think about, and then he reinforced it. And he said, these are the things that you learned. Well, how would they have learned? Well, he taught them. He said, these are the things you received. They received them because they were given to them. These are the things that you heard, because those were the things that he had spoken. And I want to fixate on just this one little area here. As we're getting close to the end of the program, Philippians 4:9, and saw in me. And saw in me. I wonder, what do people think about when they've seen it in you? Do the things that they see line up with the things that you say? You know, we've heard that expression, pay attention to the things that I say, not the things that I do. Well, that may have been a philosophy from years gone by, but it doesn't age well. The things that we actually think about are the things that we see. I'm a visual learner. Okay, I know how to read, I know how to study, but I also know that if I want it to be an important part of my transformation, that I need to see it. So a lot of times in my sermons at church, I will have points that come from the Word, but I will also have illustrations. Now, sometimes my illustrations don't go over as well as in practice as I thought that they would in my mind. It just happens. It's like I saw that going so much better in my mind. But if I'm talking and you don't see it, if there's a disconnect, if I'm talking about loving people and I've just come from beating somebody up, then you're going to say, you're not really conveying the message through your life that you are conveying with your lips. And you end up with a double-mindedness that's going on there. And so I'm trying to get across today that if we seek the truth, that it's going to be not just a destination, it's going to be a journey. It's going to be something that will change us. And he said, not only did you see me do them, see me live them, but now you meditate on those things so that you can do them. Okay? The Word of God is not just for preaching. The Word of God is for living. It's for doing. And it would be great, it would be fantastic if every time that we heard the Word and saw the Word, that there was a little thing there, a hook, if you will, and says, okay, now this is how you do this. You know, how do you be a blessing? Well, you know, you can do this, and we could come up with a list, but that list is always going to be less of a list when it's built by human thinking than when it is compiled by Holy Spirit inspiration. So I want to encourage you that when you go to church on Sunday, it's not just about hearing a message, but being a doer of the Word as well as a hearer of the Word. And Paul writes this conclusion of verse number 9 in Philippians chapter 4, and he says, when you start thinking like this, when you start living like this, you are going to notice that the God of peace is with you. You know, during Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. Well, what type of God? He's a God of truth. He's a God of love. He's a God of wisdom. He's a God of omnipotence. He's a God of righteousness. He's a God of justice. He's a God of peace. He wants for there to be wholeness in your life. Just about everybody I know comes from some level, some degree of dysfunction in their background. Every one of us. But Jesus becomes the pivotal point of our lives. And when he does that, he brings peace and he brings wholeness. I pray he brings it to you. We'll see you Monday right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Church with joy.